KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together. And for them, it's more than just a slogan. It's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Barry Zito saved San Francisco's season by beating the Cardinals last fall in the NL Championship Series, then delivered again with a 1-0 victory over St. Louis on Friday as the Giants celebrated their latest World Series title throughout the home opener. Zito outdueled Jake Westbrook in his season debut. The lefty also had a key sacrifice bunt that led to San Francisco's lone run in the fourth when Angel Pagan drew a bases-loaded walk. The Giants won their 15th straight with Zito on the mound, including the postseason. He hasn't lost since August 2nd against the New York Mets. Facing constant criticism yet again for his girth, World Series MVP Pablo Sandoval made several nice stops at third and also ran down a foul pop-up to back Zito. The man widely hailed as the greatest St. Louis Cardinal of them all will be honored at the team's home opener on Monday. The Cardinals are starting the season with 6 road games before hosting Cincinnati in a Monday afternoon game. Before the game, the team will honor Stan Musial, the Hall of Famer who died in January at age 92. The Cardinals said Friday that Musial's 4 children will unveil an outfield wall marker as part of opening day ceremonies that begin at 2:30 p.m. The Budweiser Clydesdales will make their traditional opening day march around Busch Stadium, and the Cardinals in the Hall of Fame will circle the ballpark in a motorcade. New York Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira says he's still on schedule to return around May 1st. Teixeira says Friday his injured right wrist is feeling better each day. He was hurt March 5th while playing for the U.S. team at the World Baseball Classic. New York manager Joe Girardi says shortstop Derek Jeter will have to go through a spring training-like schedule when he's ready to come back from his left ankle injury. Yankees right-hander Hiroki Kuroda is expected to make his scheduled start Monday at Cleveland, after bruising the middle finger on his throwing hand in his last outing. Houston long reliever Alex White will have Tommy John surgery on his right elbow next week and is out for the season. The 24-year-old White left an exhibition start last week with discomfort in his elbow and was soon placed on the 60-day disabled list. Also on Friday, the Astros designated right-hander Edgar Gonzalez for assignment to make room on the roster for pitcher Travis Blackley. The left-handed Blackley was acquired from Oakland on Thursday. He was 6'4 with a 4.10 ERA in 28 games, with 15 starts between San Francisco and Oakland last season. Iowa's impressive run through the NIT showed that the program should have a bright future. It also solidified the belief that anything but a berth in the next season's NCAA tournament will be a huge disappointment. The Hawkeyes capped a marvelous stay in the NIT with an underwhelming loss, 74-54, to Baylor in the title game Thursday night. Iowa finished 25-13, its best season since its last trip to the NCAA tournament in 2005-2006. The Hawkeyes also won 11 of their final 15 games, including 4 straight in the NIT, behind a core that returns nearly intact in 2013-2014. Richard Pitino is promising a fast-paced style at Minnesota that the Gophers will love to play and the fans will enjoy watching. The 30-year-old Pitino was introduced Friday as the successor to Tubby Smith, who was fired 11 days ago after 6 seasons as Minnesota's coach. Pitino agreed to a 6-year contract worth at least $1.2 million annually. He coached this season at Florida International, his only year of experience in full charge of a program. He's the son of Rick Pitino, who has taken Louisville to the Final Four this weekend as his latest of many accomplishments. At a news conference at Williams Arena, Pitino called Minnesota a place where he and his family hope to be for the rest of our lives. Tim Pernetti has resigned as Rutgers athletic director 2 days after the basketball coach he hired was dismissed for abusive behavior during practices, actions that prompted nationwide outrage once a video went public. In a letter of resignation sent to the university president Robert Barkey on Friday, Pernetti said he hoped that his tenure at Rutgers will not be judged by this one incident. Pernetti said after seeing video of Rice pushing, shoving, and throwing balls at his players, his first instincts was to fire him immediately. However, he said the consensus at the time was university policy would not justify dismissal. The video was broadcast Tuesday on ESPN. It showed numerous clips of Rice at practice during his time at Rutgers, firing basketballs at players, grabbing them by their jerseys, and yelling obscenities in addition to the slurs. The Kansas City Chiefs will open preseason play against the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome. The NFL announced preseason matchups Thursday, although dates and times are not yet set. After playing New Orleans, the Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers at Arrowhead Stadium, the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field, and the Green Bay Packers back home in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs added depth at linebacker Thursday by signing Frank Zombo, who had spent the past 3 seasons with the Green Bay Packers. Zombo will be reunited with longtime Packers personnel man John Dorsey, who was hired as the Chiefs' general manager in January and has been aggressively overhauling the team's roster. A former undrafted free agent, Zombo played college football at Central Michigan before signing with Green Bay. He played in 25 games and made 9 starts, racking up 53 tackles and 5 sacks while forcing a pair of fumbles while dealing with several injuries. On Wednesday, the Chiefs signed reserve offensive lineman Tommy Dreheim, who spent time with the Packers in training camp last season. Right tackle Anthony Davis has signed a 5-year contract extension with the San Francisco 49ers. The deal is worth more than $37 million, with $17 million guaranteed. The 23-year-old tackle has started 16 games in each of his first 3 years. He helped the 49ers win consecutive NFC West titles and reached the Super Bowl last season, a 34-31 loss to Baltimore. Davis played at Rutgers and was the 11th overall pick of the 2010 draft. Anthony is a very hard-working, dedicated, and talented young player who has earned the respect of our entire organization, 49ers general manager Trent Baalke said Friday. Having already made significant strides early in his career, Anthony is just beginning to realize his full potential. We look forward to watching him achieve even greater results in the years to come. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports.